Blog Talk Radio.
And I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight, on this Power Monday, last day of Leo, a last day of Leo, but the season never ending. We be bending minds to make sure we the lavas you can find. You might not believe it or agree with it, but I ain't trying to hear that shit. Leo is the best. You can see it. And that's my word. Yeah, we not with nerves. We always hyping, hot, and fly. And I know why, because we was born in the year of the Lion, the sun, and we are the ones born in the August. Sometimes it's July, but no matter whether it's July or August, we still fly. Ah. Anyway, so tonight, on this 22nd of August, we are talking about dealing with the weak-minded. Who do we know? Who have we called weak-minded before? Because more than likely, when you said it to somebody, you meant it. You meant it. Even if you didn't say it to them, if you said it about them, like, yo, such and such is a weak, I mean, sometimes you might have been real mad at somebody for being weak-minded because you might have been able to see the gifts that they had otherwise. You could clearly see that, like, yo, they really would have it going on, but they allow themselves to get tripped up. They allow people to get inside their head. They allow themselves to get sidetracked. They allow themselves to get distracted. They allow themselves to get uninvolved what's the word I'm looking for? When you're distracted from whatever the matter is at hand or whatever the goal is that you're seeking. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, man, you're weak-minded. You know, I'm going to do a sports reference real quick. You know who Michael Jordan used to call weak-minded? He used to call Alonzo Mourning weak-minded. Now, the Miami Heat couldn't beat the Bulls going to the championship. They couldn't beat them. And it wasn't that they didn't have a good team, but Alonzo Mourning was the head or the leader, the captain of the Miami Heat. And Jordan used to be like, yo, he weak-minded. Like, Jordan realized, like, he recognized and acknowledged, like, yo, man, this dude has all of the physical gifts to be able to really go out there and win this championship or compete at the highest level, but he's weak-minded. In other words, he allows things that go on the court or other players who play him out on the court. I don't mean play with him, but play him out on the court. He allows them to goad him into getting into fights, fouling out of games and stuff like that. He said he was weak-minded. And I don't know if y'all remember that. I remember that, though. He said, man, Alonzo Mourning, weak-minded. And that's a diss. That's a diss. Because y'all know Alonzo Mourning had games. But he did used to foul out, and he did used to get distracted, and he did used to let people get him to the point where he would foul out a game. So when his team needed him the most, he wasn't available because he would foul out when he didn't have to. What was Alonzo Mourning? Like almost 7 feet? He's like almost 7 foot, right? 6 foot. Some old crazy 6 foot, 6'10", 6'11". Some old crazy numbers like that. Bulky. It had a lot of power. You know what I'm saying? Like sort of like Rasheed Wallace without as much aggression. Like Rasheed was just raw aggression. Like you ain't want to get into it with Rasheed. Like you kind of saw that Rasheed was about it. Alonzo Mourning wasn't exactly about it, but he had what it took to be about it. Anyway, allowing people who really aren't as smart as you, really aren't as cunning as you. Well, maybe they are more cunning. Maybe they are more slick. Maybe they are more sly. Maybe they are more deceptive than you, but they're not really smarter than you. They're not really smarter than you. They're not more intelligent than you, but they are able to get inside your head and lead you astray when you should be out there killing it. Do you know what I'm saying? It's your weak-minded ass, you corny son. You need to get yourself together. What's up, Carol Chamber? Lend me, friend me, favorita. Thanks for coming through. It's always great to see you. See Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Brandy Bassett, what's going on? Yo, good to see me, some you, and I see. Stacey White, thanks for coming on by. I'm glad to see me, some you, too. And my man King is coming through doing his thing. And that rhymes with Robbie Mink. And you know she's something like a queen for a king, but not the king that's in the chat room. Yeah, we got this thing. Boom. What's up, y'all? My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? So what y'all talking about, man? We talk about being weak-minded, dealing with the weak-minded. All right. Carol Table says, oh, okay, we get it, King Leo. Thank you. I ain't too proud to bow. I might be too proud to bend, but I ain't too proud to bow. I pay homage. Okay. Randy Batson says, I married a Leo. You got to fight. All y'all got to fight me. That's awfully personal right there. Carol says, no fighting. No fuss, no fighting, you prick. Just hope hard. I think she's talking about me anyway. Anyway, Anthony Joe says, whatever with the, okay, all right. So, Stacey White says, I always be careful who you, I always say be careful who you hang with or who you hang around because that's who you are, if that makes any sense. You know, we did a show about that last week, talking about, you know, if everybody's doing it, what does that say about you? I don't know. What I'm saying is, when we talk about being weak-minded, we've all known somebody. We've all had a family member. We've all had friends, somebody that we was close to, connected to. Some of us may have had children that were weak-minded. And you know how pissed off kids will make you when you realize that, oh, you just want to do the monkey see, monkey do thing. You know how our parents used to really get on us about, well, if everybody jumped off a cliff, would you do it too? And we should be like, nah, I ain't like that. But basically, our parents were saying, well, why would you be weak-minded enough not to think about your future or think about the consequences of your actions just because your friends are doing it? You gonna let them peer pressure you into doing something that you didn't even want to do? I could see if it was something that you wanted to do. I could see if it was something that you wanted to do. Like, all right, you linked up with this little boy. Your little fast ass linked up with this little boy. You liked the boy. And they peer pressured you into kissing the boy, letting them, you know, feel on your titties, finger pop you, and, you know what I mean, down somebody's basement. But at least that's what you wanted to do. You ain't wanna do it, but that's what you wanted to do. You mean to tell me? You mean to tell me that you let these niggas run train on you? I can't even go to the cops and be like they raped you because you was with it. I got to take you to Children's Hospital, you know what I mean, pumping you full of penicillin because one of them niggas burnt you. And we waiting to see if one of them niggas impregnated you. Like, what's good? It's an extreme example, but unfortunately, some parents actually have to deal with that. I've known some. Yes, I have. You may have known some too. It gets. Yeah, listen, man. You go up in Children's Hospital, any Children's Hospital, it'd be. It ain't always. You know, cancer victims and disabilities and shit. You know, it'd be real. Yeah, underage problems going on. But it is what it is. Dealing with the weak minded. Letting somebody play you out, letting somebody influence you who ain't got no business influencing you. Like, you letting somebody trick you out of your money, your assets, your belongings. Now, anybody can get fooled once, but you mean to tell me every time this person comes around, you bow down like they the king or the queen? You should be the king or the queen. But you not, because you let these cats, you let them lead when they should be doing nothing except for following. What's good? What's good? My man Lawrence Seiko. My man Lawrence. What's going on? My dude. What's up? As you're coming on through, that's my man right there. So, yeah. Dealing with the weak-minded. When you're dealing with a child of yours, or niece or nephew, a neighbor, your students in school, whatever the case may be, or your good friends, your brothers, your sisters, whoever you're close to that's weak-minded, and you got to deal with this shit. Sometimes we label people weak-minded that don't really deserve that title, but because they are involved in something that we think that they should be better than to be involved in, we might consider them to be weak-minded. For example, somebody who is in an abusive relationship and has been in an abusive relationship for years, ups and downs, mostly downs. And we see that that person that they're dealing with in that abusive relationship has a hold on them. And we sometimes resent that somebody has a hold on the people that we love. Sometimes we feel some kind of way about that. Sometimes we feel some kind of way about that. Like, sex is one thing. Love is another thing. But control, possessiveness, toxicity, abuse, wait a minute. That's where we be drawing a line a lot of times, and there's nothing we can do about it. Unfortunately, sometimes we label the victim as being weak-minded. And that's not always fair, and it's not always accurate. So let me get this straight. You had a baby by this nigga, or you knocked this bitch up. You wasn't sure that it was your baby in the first place. You didn't even go. She talked you out of even getting a DNA test. Years later, when you get a DNA test, you realize that the baby ain't yours. Everybody was telling you that up front. But she gassed you up so heavy that you was just going ahead and paying and doing the daddy thing without even checking up on yourself and checking her. Everybody knew she was a hoe. Everybody knew this nigga was running around making babies everywhere and not taking care of none of them. And you had another one by him? So you had a baby by him once, twice, three times a nigga. And he played you. He played you. We can say that somebody who puts themselves in a position where they're going to, where it's going to push them back farther and farther and farther as being weak-minded, but is that fair? Is that a fair label? It might be. It might be. It's more of a subjective thing and an opinionated thing than an actual real thing. I can't say that you're weak-minded because you're in love, you're stuck. But one thing I can say is that you said you wasn't fucking with that nigga or that bitch no more. You said it. That was you. That was you. Yeah, I got my finger in your face. That's what you did. Don't bite my face. Don't bite my. I realize you're just mad. Yeah, I was wrong for putting my finger in your face, but still, you was wrong because you said that you wasn't fucking with them no more. That's what you said. You said after that last time, after that disrespect last time, after that, after you got played last time, after they stuck you with the bill, all kinds of bills, telephone, electric, gas, water, rent, mortgage, credit cards, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, Best Buy, Walmart. He said he was going to cash app you the money. He didn't. He said he was going Zelle you the money. He didn't. He said he was going to PayPal you the money. He didn't. She didn't. Well, sometimes we look at those people as being weak-minded. That might not be a fair label. But when we're frustrated, when we're pissed off, and when we expect, when our expectations about the way that a person is fails to get acknowledged or realized, it can make us say some things. And I ain't gonna say that we don't mean the things that we say. We mean them. We just don't mean for it to hurt. We trying to help, but some people don't seem to want any help. Because they're weak-minded. Instead of listening to people who are trying to empower you and making you stronger, you're listening to people who are going to get you in trouble. Have you going back and forth to court? Have you writing checks to people that shouldn't be getting paid? You know, that kind of stuff. You're weak-minded. You let people who don't care about you and who don't have your best interest at heart, you let them take your eyes off the prize. Not acceptable. That's not acceptable. You know how you have to tell some people, listen, you got too much going on to be doing the shit that you're doing. You got too much going on to be hanging around them. You got too much going on to be letting these people lead you astray. You should be the one wearing the crown and carrying the torch. That should be you leading the way, lighting the way, showing the way, being the way. Yet you letting these cornballs, you letting them run it. Some people say that people who believe in religion or follow religious cults or shit, I've heard people I've heard people say that people who just go to church or join church or mosque or temple or synagogue or whatever, I've heard them be called weak-minded. I've heard people say that if you believe in God, you're weak-minded. It don't make no sense, baby. That's what I heard them say. I'm like, well, I don't agree. But that's what I mean. That's what I mean by how subjective being weak-minded can be. It's kind of like in the eyes of the beholder. People are usually in agreement when we say that somebody is weak-minded. And, you know, sometimes we've been in love with a person who was weak-minded. We tried to help them, steer them the way. Like, you know, yeah, you're a little weak. And some of us have had a little predatory. We've had a little predator inside of them. Like, well, if he going to be weak-minded, if she going to be weak-minded, she or he might as well be weak-minded for me. At least at the end of the day, I'm going to represent. I'm going to steer you in the right way, but I'm going to get my way. I'm going to get my way. If you can listen to a sucker and a clown, then you can be down with me, and I need you to be. So don't listen to them just for a second. I need a second to record a minute to win it, and I'm going to get all deep, all up, and it up. All right. Let's see. Carol says, some people will fall for anything, no doubt. Brandy Batson says, I felt that coming from a toxic mother and stepfather. Sheesh. I used to blame my mother for the abuse he caused. He was the weak one overall. Yeah. First of all, I'm sorry that you had to go through that, because that's serious shit. That's not nothing to play around with. But, you know, wow, Brandy. It's our parents sometimes put us in situations where we have to take a strong look at who our parents are, and we have to take a hard look at who we came from and who we have the potential to be, because each and every one of us has the potential to be what our parents are, good and bad. And we also have the potential to be much better than our parents are, because we come from two parents. We have a whole other parent as a reference besides the one parent that we might live with or be under the most influence of. But it's a hard thing when you're watching your parents be abused. Your mom or your dad, because I've seen situations where people's dad was all caught up. I've known situations with dads where people's dads committed suicide over their girl or their wives or whatever. It ain't easy. And depression can often look like being weak-minded. And some people who don't understand how depression works will call a person who falls victim or who suffers from depression, they'll call them weak-minded. And that is totally unfair. Talk about lacking in understanding and compassion. Because depression is not something that anybody can control, although it looks at times like you could control it. There are things that you can do to treat it, whether you're talking about from the pharmaceutical industry or whether you're talking about natural remedies. But straight up and down curing it takes working on it time and time again. And it still manages to you know, rear his ugly little head even when you think that a person has gotten all better. So, yeah. But a lot of people who really are weak will use their aggression. They'll use their physical prowess because that's all they had. And one thing that all of us human creatures do, we go with what works for us. Sometimes what works for us isn't good for anybody else except for us. Sometimes it's not even good for us, but it's what we know works. It's the button that we can count on. And we look for things that we can count on, that we can rely on, that we can depend on. So a man or woman that can't control their lives in any way might try to control your life through violence, through threats, through insults, trying to make you feel bad, calling you stupid, calling you worthless, saying that ain't nobody going to ever want you. Ain't nobody going to want you. You got four kids. Ain't nobody ever going to want. Well, what man you know want a woman with four kids by four different dads, whatever the case may be? But people tend to mask their own insecurities and their own ineptitudes and their own inequities and their own, basically their flaws. They'll try to mask it by basically saying, I'm going to get you before you get me. I'm going to make sure that you don't see what's wrong with me, so I'm going to attack you. Well, let me ask y'all this. We all know somebody who plays the victim at times. Do y'all consider people who play the victims to be weak-minded, or do you consider them to be strategic? And I'm going to tell you the reason that I'm asking y'all this, because some people who think that the people who play victim are smart because they'll do it in certain situations. Instead of being resistant, instead of being defiant, instead of making a situation worse when they're wrong, they'll just say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it. Yeah, even though they might have meant to do it, they still managed to get control of the situation by deflecting away from what they did. For example, have you ever caught somebody doing some fuck shit? Have you ever caught somebody stealing? Have you ever caught somebody trying to push up on somebody else's girl or somebody else's man? Have you ever seen somebody do some backbiting, backstabbing, underhanded, dirty shit, caught them right in the act? And because they thought that you was going to tell on them, they said some shit like, you ain't never like me. What that got to do? You was stealing. You was going through the man's pocket, or you was in her, all in her purse, stealing her shit. But you ain't never, you know what I mean? But you ain't never like me. You know I had it hard. You know I don't have this, that, and the third. You know where I grew up. You know how I had it. For some people who might be weak-minded, it might work. It might work. One thing about me is when I come to you about something I feel like or I know that you've done to me, when I come to confront you, we're not going to talk about nothing else except for what I'm talking about, what I came to see you about. Now, if you come to see me, we can talk about whatever you came to see me about. But when I come to see you, thinking that you're going to deflect from the situation, play the victim, cry, whine, pout, yell, scream, and all, none of that shit is going to work. Changing the subject, I know, man, you know, but what about this thing over here? And how you going to get on me when you did? That shit don't work with me. It don't. You know why it don't work with me? Because it used to work with me. And then later, you know, afterwards, I'm like, hold up. I ain't never get a check. Whoa. Got sick of that shit. So I've learned to stop people in their tracks. I ain't come here to talk to you about that. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit you talking about. None of it. I don't want to hear that. I'm coming here to talk to you about something you said to somebody else, and this is what you said. So we need to get that straightened out. Well, you know, certain people don't like me, and so they might say, nah, we're not doing that. I got a yes or no question for you. Did you say this or did you do this? Because if your answer is no, then we need to get on the phone or we're going to take a walk and go, and we're going to go to the store. If your answer is yes, we're going to deal with that. And when people, a lot of times when you break it down to people like that, they'll try not to answer. They'll try not to give you a yes or a no, because they already know if they say no, you're going to go for the verification. If they say yes, you might punch them in the eye. Or they don't know what. Sometimes people just don't like you catching them in the act, because they don't want to, they've been running around here talking about how they keep it 100 and how they keep it a buck and how they stand 10 toes down and how they, you know, they move with honor and respect. And then you catch them. And a lie of all of that shit they've been saying about their integrity and their character. They know you know for a fact. Yo, you be lying. You lying about how you say you move. So if you might be weak-minded, you might allow a person to wiggle away from your conversation. To stray away from what you came to talk about or whatever. I'm not the one. I can get very aggressive, like, yo, you not moving. No, I only came to talk to you about this. Yo, oh, I like your shoes. Fuck my shoes. I ain't coming to talk to you about that. Yo, oh, I like your hair. Nigga. Yo. Yo, what we doing? What's this? So, but yeah, a lot of times when people are weak-minded, they might confront you and they don't really want to confront you. So they want to take the easy way out. Remember when Donald Trump was asked about Vladimir Putin, about him not rigging the election, but doing that cyber doing those cyber attacks in the U.S. to get Donald Trump elected. So Donald Trump was asked about that. And they wanted him to confront Putin about that. So, and there was another incident where he was supposed to have confronted Putin about something. And there was all this proof that Putin had done it. And Donald Trump was like, so like, yo, did you do what they saying you did? You know, the American media, they say that you did this, that, and the third. Did you do it? And Putin was like, nah, man, I ain't do that shit. And Donald Trump was like, see? Man, I ain't even think you did it. Look, y'all, he said he ain't do it. I don't see why he would have did it. Why would he lie to me? I'm Donald Trump. A lot of people look at Donald Trump and they liked him because they thought he was strong-minded, because he didn't apologize, because he never admitted fault, because he exemplified a lot of egotistical things that people would like to see in themselves. He did that. So he puts a lot of people in a fantasy world. Is interesting when it comes to men, because men are always talking about it ain't, you know, a man ain't supposed to be running his mouth and talking shit. A man goes ahead and gets it done. He gets physical with it. Not necessarily talking about fighting, but going ahead and getting the work done. But not with Donald Trump. They like the way he talks. So are people who follow Donald Trump weak-minded? Think about it before you say it, because a lot of y'all going to fly off the handle and be like, hell yeah, they weak as shit. They believe everything that he says. But then here's the question. If the people who follow Donald Trump are weak-minded, does that make Donald Trump strong-minded? Compared to who? Compared to Vladimir Putin, he seems like he's weak-minded towards Vladimir Putin. But here's the thing. We don't even know what Putin is saying. We don't understand Russian, and he doesn't speak English like all that. So how do we know? We don't know how Vladimir Putin or what his real temperament is outside of what the media is telling us that he's saying. And that's dangerous. So I don't know if he's strong-minded or not. I don't know. Maybe some of y'all know. But I don't know. But if you got to be weak to be a Trump supporter, then that, to me, that means that Trump himself has to be strong in order to fool that many people who claim that they don't want to be bamboozled. And they claim he's not bamboozling them. They believe that shit. They believe his hype wholeheartedly. And I have Trump supporters in my family, and so do you. What the guan? Huh? What the guan? Okay. What we talking about? What it look like when we're on the mic? Tell suck MCs don't bite. All right. What we doing? Okay. Robbie Mink says, people have different definitions of someone being weak-minded. That's for sure. Stacey White says, that's not what I call weak, I call weak-minded is doing something that you do not have no business doing. Okay. All right. Stacey says, sometimes you are really a victim. You're not victorious, okay? Devotion. What's going on, Devotion? And she says, play the victim or deflect. Robbie Mink says, people are quick to judge other people when no one knows what's going on with the other person in the other person's mind, okay? Carol says, have a pity party when confronted about their mess. Man, listen, that ain't cool. But I don't be trying to hear it. Look, you can cry and all of that kind of shit after we take care of this business. I came to you about this BI. As soon as we handle our business, then you can cry, pout, fall out on the floor, whatever. I ain't mad at you.
Hold on.
Stacey White says, okay, Judge. Order in the court. Go get him, it's in court. I'm holding court. Judge O residing. Judge O presiding. We ain't gonna have that bullshit. All right, Ansel Jones says, my cutoff game is Jordan in the fourth quarter. You won't even know it happened until the time is up. I hear that. But being weak-minded, you know, if nothing else, we need to think about what we consider weak-minded to be. Because weak-minded can't always be just when somebody doesn't do or perform the way that we think that they should. Just because somebody isn't the way that we want them to be, it doesn't mean that they're weak-minded. We have to realize that nobody in this world is living for us. Sometimes we may not even feel like we're living for ourselves. You know what I mean? So we all got our shit to get together, but, you know, but we try to improve ourselves, and we want to be associated with people who are trying to improve themselves too. We want to be inspired by the people that we deal with, the people that we are part of. We do. We look for inspiration. We want to be part of something great. Whether we have joined something or whether we are trying to get somebody else to join. We want to be part of something that we can be proud of. That's why when you're dealing with somebody who you consider to be weak-minded, you know, we have a tendency to want to limit our association with that type of feeling or that type of label. We don't want to be, you know, like, I mean, all y'all niggas corny. You don't want nobody talking like that about your crew. That's why a lot of people don't want to join a crew or be part of a group. They don't want to be labeled as being associated with something that's not good. We all want to be associated with something that's good, something that's spectacular, something that makes you feel worthwhile. That's why it's the daily go get a amazing show. But really, we want to be around people that we think are in it to win it. We want to be around winners. We want to be winners our own selves. You know what I mean? You know, even when it comes to things that we're not a part of directly that we can't even control, like our sports teams. You know, like, listen, I'm an Eagles fan. Don't be telling me that the Eagles is whack, that they corny, that they can't play, that they not a good team. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. You know, I'm not trying to hear all that. I'm not trying to hear that, see? I got a team. What your team got to do with me? I got a team. I'm not trying to hear that, see? But we all got to do what we got to do out here. You know what I mean? We all got to do what we got to do out here. All right, this is what we going to do. We got to do these birthday shout-outs on the last day of Leo. We got to do these birthday shout-outs on the last day of Leo. The last day of Leo. Shirley Show, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Show, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Bobby? What's going on with you? All right, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. August 22nd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Chantel Dodson. Happy birthday to you. And Massey Griffin, turning 53 years old today. And Shamika Thomas, turning 39 years old today. And Ambrose Grace, happy birthday to you. And Suzette McIntyre, no association, or should I say no relation. But what up, cuz? What's good? And also Carolyn Ollie James, turning 57 years old today. My man, my brother-in-arms, Mako Fagans, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Redding TA, last but not least, turning 40 years old. Yo, Kamisha turns to gold, Kamisha Kimball. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, August 22nd. I hope that today finds y'all good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Yo, we talking about being weak-minded. We may call somebody weak-minded when they don't do or perform the way that we think that they should do or perform. We may call them weak-minded when we feel like they should be a leader when they have been following somebody who is not even qualified to lead. We may call them weak-minded when it seems like they allow themselves to be taken off of their square when they should be squarely on their shit. We all have moments of weakness, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we are weak-minded. We got to do what we got to do out here, though, y'all. I'm going to tell you something. I hurt my foot today, man. I did. Tomorrow we should have a show. By the way, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Tomorrow, I take my son up to State New York. State University, New York. They don't have like a Penn State. They call their shit SUNY. State University, New York. So I take my 18-year-old up to college. We're going to put him in the dorm and get him right. So I'll be up there for a little while. Well, we're going to stay the night and whatever, get him all situated and right, and come back home. So I'm going to take my laptop and everything. So I should be good to go. I'm going to still do the show tomorrow. Even if I have to do this, I'll take one of my phone stands and I'll probably do the show by the phone. But it'll be the same time. We gonna rock out. If I don't do a show tomorrow, I'll definitely do a show on Wednesday. But I do want to do it tomorrow. I want to do the show on location. Yeah, I mean, I ain't did the show on location in a while. You know what I'm saying? I do the show on location in a while. We're going to do that. All right, so. All right, man, listen. All right, so my blog talkers, let me get you out of here. And if you listen to the Daily Go Get-A-Mism show, we know that you're strong-minded. So we gonna get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.